Good morning, sir. May I come in? Thank you. I'm the temp secretary. The contractor for you. Did the front desk tell you I was coming up? Good. So I gather your previous admin had a sudden health issue? Oh, I am sorry to hear that. How long has she been here? Wow, that long. That's pretty amazing these days. So she was probably close to retirement then. Oh yeah, that's sad. Well, obviously I don't have the experience she did, but I am proficient with all the apps you specified. I think I'll be able to meet your needs until you can find a more permanent replacement. The agency should have provided you with all of the ratings and references from my previous positions. As you can see, I've left all of my employers highly satisfied. Excuse me. Are you even listening? You've been staring at my tits this whole time. I don't think I should have to tell you that's really inappropriate. Don't you have any self-control? Wow. That was a lame excuse for a denial. You are eye-fucking me. You know it and I know it. What do you have to say for yourself? That was even worse than your denial. It was just babbling, really. Well, here's the situation, Perv. This place probably has enough vice presidents to fill an NFL roster. And even so, harassment by one of you would attract a lot of embarrassing attention. I mean, surely it would mean bad publicity for the corporation. You could even lose your job. To keep all of that from happening, you'll have to make amends. I'll tell you how. You're a powerful executive. You command respect. And here's the elephant in the room. It's all just an act, isn't it? Dominant man on the outside, subby boy on the inside. Am I reading the signs correctly? You can't even manage to deny that either. You can't even look me in the eye. That's just pathetic. Well, you've been very naughty. And a naughty boy has to be put in his place. Really, it's a win-win. I get entertained and you get to be yourself for once. All that pretending must be so exhausting. So I guess you could say at the end of the day, I'm doing you a favor. So would you like? Of course you would. It's more than a dirty pervert like you deserves. This introductory meeting between us is booked for an hour, right? Good. That should be enough. Now, strip. You heard me. Don't question what I tell you to do. That's the last time I'll let it slide. No, keep going. Yes, your boxes too. Wow. That cock of yours certainly is a self-starter. It could bust rocks right now. Is it leaking already? Well, calm down. Don't shoot your load before we even get started. That'd be totally humiliating. Well, for you. It would be hilarious for me. I'm going to sit in this chair and you're going to kneel down before me. I bet you've been fantasizing about my panties since I walked in, you filthy little pervert. Well, I guess today's your lucky day. I'll pull up my skirt for you. Ooh, you see London, you see France. Just the tiniest lacy bit of cloth between you and my tight little pussy. You're so very, very close too. Can you breathe in my scent? Does your tongue ache for my sweet nectar? Well, that's too bad. Pussy isn't on the menu today. You'll have to settle for other juices. Lick up that spit from my thigh. Lick up that spit from my thigh. That's it. Lap it up like a thirsty puppy. Don't let any drip off. Because then you'll have to lick it up off the floor. Good boy. Okay. Now for my other thigh. Make sure you lick it all up. There you go. That's just for you. Savor my taste on your tongue. Do you feel my soft flesh under your tongue? You're a good little puppy. Keep going. Okay. Now, hold out your hand. Hold it out. Rub my spit onto your cock. Don't jack off. Just coat it. Nah, I'm gonna put my legs down. And you're gonna fuck between my calves. Yeah. Just like that. Like that. Thrust with some enthusiasm. Hungry little puppy. I mean, you should be grateful your filthy cock is to touch me at all. Look at me. Look me in the eyes. I want to see what a pathetic, needy puppy you are. But hold your moans. this is such a big office and we can't take a chance. A nasty little whore like you might be a screamer. Oh, thank God, at least you don't have an open door policy. Mm-hmm, like that. Puppy. Now. Let me know when you're close. Don't you dare come without permission. You wouldn't like the performance improvement plan I'd have in mind. It just feels so good, doesn't it? You're such a desperate little slut. I mean, look at you. There you are. You're fucking a hole that isn't even a hole. I bet you'd fuck anything. Would you hump a pillow? I mean, you'd probably even hump a sofa. Just like the horny little puppy you are. So desperate. You should be glad I'm not gonna have you fixed. It's just so pathetic. Imagine if your employees could see you now. I should have sold tickets. Keep looking at me. Puppy, don't be afraid. This is what you're always meant to be. I see you. I see the real you. Don't hold anything back. Show me your need. Your weakness. Utter helplessness. Show it all to me. Oh, what's that? You're close? Yeah, you're tensing up. Just two more thrusts and... Stop! Stop! Good. Boy, you take directions so well. Oh, I'm so proud of you for not coming. Now breathe deeply. And again. Don't look so sad. I'll let you come eventually. You won't get off that easy though. You have to earn it. You'll need to be unbearably horny and desperate. A naughty little boy like you has to suffer. It makes you weak, deliciously compliant. And it reminds you of your place beneath me. Most importantly, it puts a smile on my face. Ah, making me happy is mission critical. Okay. I think you need more lube. Hold out your hand. Hold it. You can start stroking your cock, keeping it slow and steady. Feeling every inch of your shaft ache. Massage your balls with the other hand. Yeah, nice and easy. Don't rush. It's just too bad that you can't moan. Maybe drool for me instead. I showed you my spit. Now you can show me yours. Just stick out your tongue and let it flow. There you go. Oh, don't worry if it leaves a stain. It should come out the next time the carpet's cleaned. Yeah, I like that. Now, twist your fist around the head and pull down on your ball too. Oh, I bet that's so intense, isn't it? Just torturing yourself. You should submit to the agony. Yeah. There you go. Oh, wow. That drool is practically spurting off your tongue like you're coming from your mouth. Okay, you've worked yourself up enough. Go back to stroking your shaft. Pick up the pace a bit. Yeah, that's a good boy. Ooh, I want you to be a big sloppy mess for me. Do you want to come? Of course you do, slut. I have to beg for it first, though. Convince me that you're desperate. Really embarrass yourself. And if you don't, I'll make you ruin your orgasm. I never promised you a full one. Go on. Beg. Oh my god, that was beautiful. You really are a needy little slut. Oh, and you're just starting to shake and tremor. Are you close? I bet you're getting close. Oh, let me help you out. Okay. I'll hold out your tie. That's right. I want you to come on your power tie. Keep going. Shaking. Oh, you're almost there. And bliss is just a few pumps away. Yes. Give into the pleasure. Give into the need. And show me what a dirty slut you are. That's it. That's it. Oh, come for me. Come for me now. Come. Come for me now. Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. Oh, milk it all out. Good boy. Such a good boy. Oh, okay. That's enough. Stay put for a bit. Take some big breaths. And relax as you come down from the high. Are you okay? Good. Well, we're approaching a hard stop. You do have another meeting soon. Will there be anything else? Oh. On a permanent basis. I don't know. I mean, I do like the freedom that temp work gives me, and the salary would have to make it worth my while. It's a very tempting offer. I'll consider it under two conditions. Sometimes I like to take long lunches, especially when you're paying. And also you'll have to give me a bonus now and then as a tribute. You know, as a recognition of my excellent work. Okay then. It's a deal. We were synergizing after all. It'd be a shame for it to be a one-off. I'll tell the agency that I'm starting here permanently on Monday. I mean, that's more notice than they usually get. It's not actually a temp to hire place, but people swap over all the time. You can take me out to lunch to celebrate. I think we should pick you up a new tie on the way back. Or would you just rather tell everyone that you got soup on yours? Yeah, I didn't think so. Actually, let's think outside the box. You should get several. They could double as gags or with ties, and I'll probably need some spare panties on hand too. Well, you see, sometimes the ones I'm wearing might wind up being stuffed into a hole or two. And chances are they'll come out dripping wet. Anyway, we should get cleaned up for now. Lucky your office has a private bathroom. One of the perks of being a big, powerful man. Yeah. Before we do, though, here's a quick after-action review. Being a subby boy is right in your wheelhouse. So, keep up the good work.